Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One and Other. The date today is the 3rd of August 2009 and the time is 6:15 in the evening. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
My full name is Michael James Sherman. I come from Hoddesdon in Hertfordshire. My birthday is the 23rd of September 1951.
Lovely. And how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. A bit nervous, but apart from that, I'm fine.
Wonderful. And if I can ask, first of all, what motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
It was something that I saw the website and I thought, oh, well, am I doing that? And I thought, well, there's always a chance I'll get picked. So I filled my details in, not expecting to get an email. Then out of the blue, I came into work on the Monday and sure enough, there was the email to say I was chosen. The next step was then to think what to do on there. Yeah. So my work colleagues have come into being there.
And how did you decide what you were going to do on the plinth?
I emailed all 75 employees that were in the office and asked them to come up with some ideas, and from those ideas the majority suggested that either I sort of read poems or did jokes or sort of just stood there like an idiot. Well, I wasn't going to stand there like an idiot, so I combined the jokes and the poems and I'm going to do both of those on the plinth. The Spike Milligan poems, because that was the choice that everyone wanted. And the jokes came off some website that someone found.
Oh, brilliant. And are you a fan of Spike Milligan yourself?
In a way, I suppose I am. I do like his poems, I must admit. And and he hasn't been around for a while, so people probably tend to have forgot the poems he did do. Mm-hmm. So.
And where do you work?
I work in the city. I work for a Lloyd's syndicate, and my job mainly is to do claims administration. I look after the claim assessors and keep them happy and do all the reporting and everything else that needs to be done on the back desk, basically.
And what's your job like?
It's good. It's variety. It's quite varied. I have busy periods during at the end of the month, beginning of the month, but also have the quiet periods. So, no, it's a fair job. I'm very, very varied, so keeps me going.
Good. And how long have you been doing your job?
Well, I worked for Barclays Bank for 20 years until I was made redundant. Then I joined Enfield College to do some computer work, and they came, the company I work for now came, and so they wanted someone just to start something up, and I've been there ever since. So,
very good. And do you like it?
Yes, I do like it. Yeah, it's a good bunch of people, and our chairman Holly is really wonderful. She's very caring and very good to work for.
Good. And I feel like I should mention your outfit. could you just say a little bit about what you're wearing?
Well, I didn't want to just go out there in a suit or just be plain and ordinary, so I decided I wanted to wear something not extraordinary, but something different. So my idea was actually to go dress up as a pigeon, but no one seems to have a pigeon outfit, believe it or not. So the alternative suggestion was either a chicken or a cow. Now, I wasn't going to be a chicken because I couldn't see out of the hood, but with a cow, at least I could speak and say what I want to say.
And how do you feel dressed as a cow? Have you ever been a cow before?
I've never been a cow before. I think there might be one or two comments about my udders, but they are already, it's been suggested I should milk them for a cup of tea, but I don't think I can go that far somehow.
Wonderful. And what do your friends and family think of you going up there?
They think it's a bit of a laugh. Unfortunately, my wife's in hospital, so she won't appreciate it tonight, although she was going to look in. But no, they think it's a good idea, and They're all going to be looking in, unfortunately. But anyway, at least I've got them for moral support.
Yeah, completely. And who's your wife?
Helen. I've been happily married to Helen for 22 years. And as I say, unfortunately, she's in hospital. But I spoke to her this afternoon and she's not too bad. And I'm going to surprise her by ringing her from the plinth. So.
Oh.
So she's not expecting that. She's expecting a phone call afterwards, but not during. So hopefully she's awake. Because
yeah.
She tends to be a bit sleepy at this time of day, but there you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll wake her up.
Is she okay?
Yes, she is okay, yes. She's had one or two problems in the past, but she's not too bad. It's just winning from a bit of a dehydration problem, but she's a lot better now.
Okay, good. Can you say a little bit about your interests and your hobbies?
I'm really too busy for any interests and hobbies. I do like swimming, but our two swimming pools in Hoddesdon have closed down, I hasten to add. The outdoor pool, which is extremely popular, they wouldn't open this year because of saying it costs too much to run and they need to renew the boilers, and the Lido closed down because of they needed modernisation and they couldn't afford it. So that's bangos for my swimming. I used to do a bit of photography, rather partial to jigsaws, but my concentration on those, if it's not easy, I'll lose it. Hopeless at crosswords, so I don't bother with those. I've got a 10-year-old Yorkshire Terrier who keeps me occupied as well.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Sinbad, named after the character in, and I can't think of the name of it. It's a programme that was on Channel 4 years ago. Named after by my wife, I hasten to add, not me.
Mm-hmm.
And rather mischievous, to say the least. If you can find something to nick, he will, but... he keeps us occupied, and I have one stepson who works for Nottingham Forest Football Club, who doesn't telephone us enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's all right. Keeps us happy.
Yeah. So he's based in Nottingham.
He's based in Nottingham. Works as a coach at the Forest Football Club, and I have two lovely in-laws, Helen and Tom, who live in Newark, and they promised to be watching in tonight, so I shall wave to them and say hello.
Lovely. And what's important to you in life?
Being healthy, just enjoy life to its full. I tend to be a caring person. It's difficult to say, really. I just enjoy doing what I do and being well, happy, and just keep going.
And what do you think of this project?
I think it's a great idea. I really do. I hasten to add, and I apologise for this, I'd never heard of Anthony Gormley until this project. I really must have a look at his work of art or his artworks afterwards. But no, I'm very pleased to have been picked, and I think it's a jolly good idea. I must admit, it's something I don't think I would ever think about at all.
Yeah.
Very good.
Have you ever done anything like this before? Any kind of performance?
No, the only performance I did was going up in the plane to learn how to fly. And that was totally nerve-wracking, and I just sat for the whole hour with my hands firmly stuck on the stick and not daring to move it in case I crashed it. But I have been up in the microlight. I mean, my wife's responsible for these things, so I like to do things that are out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you learn to fly?
Well, I didn't. I've only had one lesson, and that was enough for me. I preferred like microlight flying. That was good fun because you can't actually crash one of those because it glides if the engine cuts out, and you can let go of the wing or the wings and it just glide down anyway. So no, that's much better. Yeah, yeah. That's safe for me, whereas a aircraft is a bit more nerve-wracking, to say the least.
And how come you had the lesson?
It was given to me as a birthday present, so I had to take it up.
What birthday was that, can you remember?
It's about 3 or 4 years ago, and it was a very hot day. It was at Clacton-on-Sea Airfield, and I sweated buckets and seen an extremely old plane, but of course it wasn't, and I had a rather officious woman instructor who had, I think I was interrupting her afternoon gardening or something, because she sort of was in a hurry to come over and in a hurry to go back. So, but I did see, it was nice seeing the shoreline from it. And when I was a kid, I used to spend nearly every holiday at my grandmother had a bungalow at Holland-on-Sea, which is close to Clacton, and my school days were always spent, or school holidays shall I say, were always spent at the bungalow, so I knew the area quite well, and it hasn't changed that much.
No. You used to go to Clacton on sea, was it, on your holidays? What was that like? What are your memories from that?
Oh, memory. I mean, we had a bungalow at Holland, and the memories were, I was meeting some friends that lived in Croydon, because they had the beach hut next to me, ours, and the father was a swimming instructor, so he taught me swimming. And I also remember that we had a glass front door at this bungalow, and my eldest cousin pushed me, and I went sailing through the glass door, and I didn't injure myself. It's amazing how I didn't cut myself or anything, and I went flying through the so I do remember that very well. And I remember days when the wind howled and the rain blew, or the wind blew and so the rain poured down, but they were good days. I mean, my cousins, they used to have summer holidays together, and we had this beach out, and we used to play and go swimming and fly kites and all the things you probably kids don't do today. I think that's where probably they miss out.
Yeah.
It's very enjoyable. It was.
Okay. And where did you go to school?
I lived for the first 27 years of my life in Southgate in North London, and I went to a primary school there, St Andrew's Church of England School, which I believe is still there, although my grammar school, which was mentioned in grammar school, isn't anymore. It's part of Southgate County, and that was split into lower and upper school, and the lower school is now flats and apartments, and my cousin actually lives in a flat that was built on the playing field, and he actually went to that school, so it's coincidental. So that's where I grew up and lived, and we backed onto a park called Grosvenor's Park, and we used to play there in the evenings and in the summer, and go fishing because they had a fishing lake. It's all, bringing back memories, actually.
Yeah.
What we used to do, cycle our bikes, got to know the park keepers, so we could get away with things probably that other kids couldn't get away with. And we used to get locked in when the gates were shut and climb over the fence to get home and things like that. it's loads of fun we did.
Great. And what were your, as a teenager, what were your interests?
Fishing was our main interest.
Yeah. What kind of fishing did you do?
Well, it was only a fairly small lake, so we used to catch roach and sticklebacks and things like that. And we also used to go on the pitch and putt course that were in this park. That used to keep us occupied as well. That was 9 holes. And we always, on the 9th hole, we always aimed at they had a little clubhouse. And we always aimed at the clubhouse to see if we could. They had bars over the windows, so you couldn't break the windows. But we always aimed at the windows to see if we could hit the windows. Quite often we used to miss. So people used to scatter far and wide when we were playing. But it was always a bit of fun.
Were you Were you quite rebellious as a teenager?
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. No, I don't know any of my friends. We always lived. There was two or three roads where we used to live, so there was a whole group of us used to meet up, but definitely weren't rebellious. No. No, the only thing we got told off was when we had the very snowy winter in 1963, and we threw some snowballs at two girls who lived in the street, and their mother complained to the headmistress that we should be more better behaved, and we sort of got told them that we weren't rebellious. No,
no.
Not how kids of today can be, but no.
And what kind of music do you like?
I like most musics. I think if you're talking about pop music, the era of sort of 70s, 80s, and 90s, I enjoy. I don't like the music of today. Quite like jazz, and like classical. I'm not a country fan really. My wife likes country music, but I'm not a great fan of it.
No.
But I like listening to, this is giving effort to Magic, but I like listening, I have Magic on in the car, and I do like their music. That sort of music, the 18, 19, 20s. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention about your kind of experiences that you've had?
Oh dear, that's I must admit, as a kid, as a late teenager, I did enjoy going to America and Canada on my own and meeting people who took us in and looked after us and meeting up with, I did a coach tour, and one of the ladies on there actually had a bank account where I worked, and we were in Toronto, and she invited me to go with her, to go and stop with her daughter for the night. So we had a lovely American meal, and the hospitality was absolutely wonderful. So I do remember those holidays. And we met up with someone who used to work in Boston. She used to took us around and saw things that you don't often see. So I think probably some of that in my heart. And of course, my wedding day was also, I mean, that's something I shan't forget. We woke up to quite heavy rain, and I thought, oh, you know, this is not looking good. And by the time 10 o'clock came, and the sun had come out, and we had a good day after that. And that was good. Apart from the Sunday, coming back from dropping some friends off at Victoria Station, someone decided to run into me at a roundabout and wreck my steering. And we were due to go down to Portsmouth Harbour the Sunday morning. And we couldn't the Monday morning, but we couldn't because the car had to go in to have it looked at. And the garage were really great because they said they'd fill up, but when they explained what the problem was, and we were going on a honeymoon and we were going to have to delay it by 24 hours, they pulled everything out of the bag and repaired it and delivered it back, and we were able to have our honeymoon. But, and that was memorable because it was the hottest 2 weeks of the year in France. We were touring Normandy and all that part of that world. And my wife got sunstroke not once but twice, and she was a lovely shade of red, I hasten to add, but not very well with it either. She would I won't say what I was going to say, we stayed at one hotel, which the first time she had the sunstroke, and the owner, who did a little bit of English, took her under her wing and looked after her, and it was lovely. It showed how the French can be good and lovely. But no, those were the good memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. Where did you get married?
We got married at Broxbourne Registry Office. Lovely. It's like a chapel you get married in. It's really ornate and all wooden. And we got told off because the photographer wanted to take photos, and we were due on the 11th, and it was sort of 11:10, and the registrar was trying to hurry us because of the next wedding due at 11:30. So I remember, you know, being shunted in. And I do also remember our reception in the evening, that I didn't touch a drop of alcohol. Now, don't ask me why, but I just didn't. It's a funny thing about it, nor did my wife. So everything else was supping away, and we stayed stone cold sober.
Drunk on love,
right? So.
And of course, today, now you're going to be a work of art.
I am, yes. I don't know if a cow is a work of art, but we'll wait and see.
I think it certainly is. lovely. Well, how are you feeling about going up there now?
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. It's just the unknown and the unexpected. And no, I really am.
Gosh.
And if no one wants to listen to me, well, so much. I'm there just to be there, show my face, do what I want to do, and enjoy my 60 minutes.
Absolutely. And you're going to call your wife, you said. How do you think she will react to the news?
Well, she knows all about it, but certainly not expecting a phone call. I don't know. I hope she doesn't ask me any awkward questions. That's all. I'll probably ask how she is, but I don't want a complete rundown of how... what's been going on, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mind you, you can only hear one way, and that's me there, that
yeah.
way, can't you?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.